Welcome to the Teen Literacy Podcast, changing lives one page at a time. Welcome, everyone, to the third podcast in the Teen Literacy Summer Podcast Series. I'm your host, Nick Senger, and in this series, we're making our way through the six R's of a successful summer vacation for teachers. Those six R's, you might remember, are relax, reflect, release tension, replenish energy, read professional books, and revise units and lessons. Last episode, we talked about releasing tension. So today, we're going to talk about the fourth R, replenishing energy. Our list of subscribers is continuing to grow, and I want to thank everyone who subscribed through programs like Juice or iTunes or Google Reader. Remember that you can subscribe to the Teen Literacy Podcast by going to www.nicksenger.com and clicking on the subscribe button. And you can also send your feedback to teenliteracy@nicksenger.com. I'd love to hear what you do to make your summer successful. You can record your message in an MP3 format and send it to me as an email attachment, and I'll try to play it in a future episode. And as always, you can leave comments on the blog at www.nicksenger.com. All right, well, let's talk about replenishing energy. Now, if releasing tension is all about letting go of the stress from last year, then replenishing energy is about getting your mind and body all charged up for the new school year. Okay, we're in the middle of summer vacation right now, but the new school year is just on the horizon. So what do we do to psych ourselves up? What do we do to get ourselves ready to have, you know, to kind of hit the ground running? Well, the best teachers, I think, are the ones who are excited and passionate about their students and their subject matter, and really who are passionate about their own lives. So how can you bring back your passion, or how can you increase the passion you already have for teaching? Well, we're going to talk about several ways to do that. Two ways I like to do this are through reading books and watching movies about great teachers. Now, in our next episode, we're going to be talking about reading professional books, but today let's talk about some books and movies that can inspire us. One of my favorite movies, and I like to do this at the beginning of the school year, I'll start this around the middle of August, is I'll start watching some of these great teaching movies. And I'm sure you know the ones I'm going to mention, because they're probably on every one of my every teacher I've ever known has had these movies on their list of great movies. First one has to be Mr. Holland's Opus. Okay, great movie with Richard Dreyfuss. I love that final scene where the, you know, that symphony plays. If you've never seen it, you should definitely go out and rent it and watch it. If you have seen it, think about putting it in and watching it a week or two before school starts, and see if that gets you excited to go back into teaching again. Another movie I like to watch, it's a bit more tragic, but still a very inspiring movie, is Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams. Great, great movie. You know, it is a bit sad at the end, but I think it leaves teachers with the desire to make a difference. Another great movie is Stand and Deliver, about Jaime Escalante, I think that's his name, great math teacher. Couple of other movies that you might consider: Goodbye, Mr. Chips, which is also, by the way, a terrific book, a short book. You could read that, you know, in a day. To Sir with Love with Sidney Poitier. October Sky, which I've not seen all the way through, just because I, you know, caught it on TV once and just watched a little bit of it, but it looked like there was some great inspirational teaching going on in there too. Some books that you might think about. Great inspirational book for me is Marva Collins' Way. She's a teacher from back east who began her own school working with kids from difficult home situations and inspiring them and teaching them that they don't have to settle for basic books. They can, you know, they're just as bright, and the way she teaches and her expectations for her students have actually had a big impact in the way that I teach my students. Now, a book I'm not familiar with, but somebody was telling me about this the other day, because there's a movie out, which I have not seen either, but maybe you've seen it, and that book is Freedom Riders. And the movie got mixed reviews, but the person I was talking to said she thought it would be a great movie for teachers to watch going into a school year. So I'll think about that one. Another book that I really enjoyed and kind of empowered me to make some changes in my own teaching was a book by Parker Palmer called The Courage to Teach. That has a lot of great information about the spirituality of teaching and the reasons for what we do. So what are some of your inspirational books or movies about teaching? What do you like to watch? What do you like to read to get you excited about getting back into the classroom and getting in front of those students and helping them to grow and helping them to make a difference in the lives of others? Send them to me. Shoot me an email at teenliteracy@nicksanger.com, or leave a comment on the blog, or even record your, you know, just get a microphone, plug it into your computer and record a few sounds, record a few, make maybe a little book review, movie review, send it to me and I'll incorporate it into a future podcast. I'd love to do that. Now, one movie I'd like to mention that anyone could watch right now through the internet is probably a movie, it's a little short movie that is based on a short story that you've probably read. If you've read any of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, or if you if you get these inspirational emails that get forwarded to us from time to time, then you've probably heard this story, and maybe you've even seen this video on the website. But even if you have, go watch it again. It's the web address is makeadifferencemovie.com. Makeadifferencemovie.com. I'll put a link to it on the blog. Watch it. Go watch it right now. In fact, you could pause this podcast right now, go watch it, and then come back. You won't be disappointed. You won't regret it. And then after you watch it and you wipe the tears away from the corners of your eyes, sit back and think about what you can do this year to make a difference in the lives of your students. Okay, just go watch it. If you do nothing else after listening to this podcast, go watch that movie. Now, another way to replenish your energy is rereading notes that you've received from past students. You know, I have a box that I keep in a very special place, and it's full of all the cards and notes I've received from students over the years. Parents have written me notes, students have written me notes thanking me for the school year, and I keep all of those. And I put them in a special place, and at the beginning of the year, I'll go through those and read them and remember why I'm in this profession. And then during the year, if I'm having a bad month or, you know, something's going wrong and I'm frustrated, I'll pull that box out and I'll read through those again. It's a way of affirming myself, and it's also a way of kind of giving me a little boost during the middle of the year. And it's a way to help me start the year on a positive note too. So hopefully you have a box like that. If not, I'd really suggest that you start one. Maybe you have some cards laying around from the end of last year that you just kind of stuck aside and you haven't filed them yet. So get those out. Read those. Look at those. Remember those. And finally, another way to replenish your energy is to just sit back and think about where your former students are right now. You know, what are they doing? What difference have you made in their lives? For instance, my 8-year-old daughter just started swimming lessons at a nearby pool, and two of her teachers are former students of mine. I think it's great. You know, I walk in and I was their teacher, and now they get to become the teacher for my child. They're doing a terrific job. She loves swimming lessons. She loves them as teachers. You know, when I see students, former students of mine, doing good work and, you know, contributing to other people, making a difference, I get reminded of how important teaching is, and that gives me energy as I start the school year. Another former student of mine was just ordained a deacon in the Catholic Church as he prepares to become a priest next year. Several of my former students are now teachers themselves. I've actually had the privilege of teaching as a colleague with a former student of mine. And a few of them, you know, a few of my former students could even be listening to this podcast right now. Maybe they're getting ready to start their first year of teaching somewhere. So think about former students, and also think about teachers that have inspired you, teachers you had as a child, teachers that you work with each day. I think of teachers from my own life when I was a kid. Some of my teachers that influenced me, Mrs. Jagger, Mrs. Parker, Sister Valerie, these are people who changed my life. Replenishing energy is all about remembering why we teach. So, teaching is a noble endeavor, and remember that its importance can remembering its importance can re-energize us as we begin to think about next year. So finally, let's end with a quote about the art of teaching. Here's a quote by Albert Einstein, who says, "It is the supreme art of the teacher to awaken joy in creative expression and knowledge." It is the supreme art of the teacher to awaken joy in creative expression and knowledge. So this summer, as you prepare for next year, how will you awaken joy in your students? Remember that you must first awaken joy in yourself. That's all for this episode. Send your comments and questions to teenliteracy@nicksanger.com. Now let's see what's on the Teen Literacy Radio, and then go watch the Make a Difference movie at makeadifferencemovie.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Let your hair down, let it fly in the wind. Slip your shoes off, make yourself comfortable. Laugh at yourself, you're probably pretty funny. The time of your life is right here, it's here today. Why don't you get lost in the moment? You can get lost, you've been found. Just for a minute, let the world stop around you and get lost in the moment. With the sun, sleep under the twinkling stars, sit in the grass and watch the sunset, dream with your friends, think of tomorrow, but never forget the simple things of today. Lost in the moment, you can get lost, you've been found. Just for a minute, let the world stop around you and get lost in the moment. Lost, you've been found. Just for a minute, let the world stop. drive around you and get lost in the moment.
For more teen literacy resources, please visit www.nicksenger.com. You can send comments or questions to teenliteracy@nicksenger.com.